news. This is Side Hustle Radio.
This is Side Hustle Radio.
We're back!
What the skirt? I was looking for the gunfire. You had the gunfire while I was screaming that.
We just heard some gunfire outside. Yeah. Like, what the?
Yeah, I'm like, who should know? What is it, New Year's Eve? Is it Chinese New Year's outside right now? Were they trying to call the Black Panther? Wakanda shooting up in the air?
That was a good movie.
That was a very good movie. But a horrible soundtrack. I'm going to keep it real.
I'm just going to say, I'm drunk and I'm about to... Woo! You know what? Screw that gun. Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah, welcome back everybody to Soul Side Hustle. God, here I go with Side Hustle with your boy Hef Chulo and that platinum DJ.
DJ D-Boy is in the building.
In the building, doing the ones and twos.
How you doing?
We have a real DJ, and I'm just the host. With that being said, man, music, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. It was a good week in music. Snoop drop a dope EP. Bro, you gotta you can't be buzzing until you hear listen to it. You didn't listen to the first song yet. You're like, who's that, the first song? No, come on, bro. You know you like the first song.
Huh?
But we're gonna talk about Snoop EP. Let me see.
I don't wanna hear none of that.
We gonna listen to some Snoop today. Let me see, who else out there we want to take a gander at? Like I was saying earlier, I don't like this dude. I don't really mess with this dude when it comes to his music. I don't really like his style. I don't do rainbow, bright type, Skittle type look.
You are one pathetic loser.
I think he is, but that's besides the point. I just don't do his look, but
kiss my butt.
His music I will mess with, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. His music is hype. His music is pretty hype.
No.
6ix9ine dropped a new album this week, even after all the trolling he's been doing on social media. Matter of fact, he was to meet up with some gang members, and he was like, if y'all pre-order my album like 20,000, I'm gonna meet this person right now. I'm like, dude, you've been doing too much. So I think we're gonna try a few tracks of his. Let me see, who are people gonna showcase tonight? Let's try.
That's how I feel. You really gonna play this on this show? You gonna play this dude? You gotta prove it to me. Cause the way he's acting makes me not want to listen to it.
But then the way he's acting want me to make him listen to it, because I'm just thinking about it. Tupac was very controversial. Tupac was always in the news for fighting. Doing something.
Why are you the way that you are?
Why would you say that? It was nothing compared to this dude. Tupac is an angel compared to this dude.
No, Tupac was no angel, bro. Come on, let's keep it real.
Compared to this dude?
This was before social media. Tupac was before social media, and he was able to make news all the time. Pop was making news in New York, and came out to Los Angeles, and still making news.
You having a laugh? Is he having a laugh?
Before social media, they still got him on camera fighting in the hotel lobby.
Gonna have a bad time.
fighting in the casino.
He also died that night.
Well, that's besides the point. But Pop was, you know, if there was social media, if there was phone cameras and stuff during that time, you know, Pop would have been more crazy.
Wait a minute, you said if we had Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live, Pop would be on there talking.
Oh yeah,
smack.
Pop, you know, Pop would have been there, crazy, mad, crazy smack.
So you're blaming Pop for his behavior.
Who else are we gonna blame for his behavior?
You better shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
Who else we gonna blame?
Oh my!
You can't blame me for his behavior. Are we gonna blame the brown liquor for his behavior? You know, Pac was just
Pac. Come on!
No way. No way. Juice Pac gave birth to this foolishness.
Well, I ain't gonna say foolishness, but I'm just saying. But I'm just saying that when Pop was in his heyday, Pop was always in the news. Pop did not run from one single camera or one single interview. If the camera was there, he was gonna be on the microphone. If the camera was there, Pop was gonna be there. Like, what y'all want? What y'all want? Y'all want to hear the truth? They trying to stop me.
But he also spoke positive at times too.
Well, must be
what's this dude? Has he said anything positive?
Well,
the reason why I jumped this person, or yeah, he was at the airport jumping somebody. Did he steal your stuff?
No, because they approached him. And his bodyguards was out there. They had him go inside. So his bodyguards was there.
How tall is this dude?
This dude was only like Prince height. Man, look, could be Prince son for all I know.
Did you just say Prince son?
They're about the same height. Same complexion. Same hair. Makes me wonder. Makes me wonder. Okay. But anyway. But so his bodyguard is the one who got in a fight. Or his boys. I ain't gonna say his bodyguard, but his boys the one who got in a fight with the other guys. He come out.
But then if I was correct in what I saw, he had to put a little kick in at the end after they already had the dude.
Oh yeah, that's when you gotta come out. That's when you come out. Oh, everybody's a dude.
Yeah, mother.
Yeah, bam. Oh, I got mines in. Here to take off. But what I'm saying is, you know, just because he's in the news and just because he's making doing a lot of this social media trolling and all this jabbering and stuff like that, you can't say Pop didn't do the same thing. You can't say gangster music in the heydays did not do the same thing.
It was totally different.
How's it totally different?
Because not everybody got affected by this. This dude, he just going ham randomly, you know. Pac was throwing shots at particular people for things that they did to him or said to him.
And so is this dude.
Anybody, random people?
No, if like I said, what happened is when he was coming out to L.A. during the All-Star Week, the blood said, hey, he don't get a pass out there, or he had to check in. And what he's saying, I don't have to check in any place. This is a free country.
Oh, really?
I can go any place I want to go.
Good luck with that.
That's what he was saying.
Good luck with that. What happened to Cardi B?
Cardi B, you know, she's like, oh, I'm pregnant now. You can't touch me.
What? She's pregnant now?
Well, that's the rumors going on out there right now that she's pregnant.
Damn. I think
that's a rumor right there, though.
Already? Well, you ain't even put out your album yet. You already?
It's not necessarily could be it. Bro, you can't say that. That could be the end of her career because she's pregnant. You know?
Beyonce can do that. How many albums did Beyonce do before she had her baby? Oh, this chick ain't even really put an album out. Now you're pregnant?
Well, that's the rumor. That's the rumor. I just think it was just a rumor for her to not be touched. Because you don't want to touch a woman who's also pregnant. That's double jeopardy right there, bro.
Gangsters don't care.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You don't want her. No one. You don't want her. You don't want her. My baby. going to jail, you harm the baby, so, you know, that's not a good thing.
I'm sorry.
But, hey, let's talk about, I see your auntie came back through this week.
My auntie?
Yeah, Monique.
Oh, man, why, man?
Because the reason why I said what, I brought up your auntie, because I want to talk about Netflix. March 23rd, put it on your calendars, yo. March 23rd. That's about a month away. A month away. March 23rd. They're going to be doing Forrest Whitaker and Pharrell got together and produced the biopic movie of Roxanne Shanté. And that movie is coming out, Roxanne Shanté. I didn't realize she was running with the big dogs back in the day.
What do you mean big dogs?
Like the people of the music industry back in the day.
Yeah,
you know?
She was... And you know how big that whole Roxanne saga was? She probably didn't get half the money she was deserved back then.
Half? She didn't get a quarter of the money. You know, she's with the likes of the Juice Crew. Right. She was with the Juice Crew. The Juice Crew consists of Big Daddy Kane,
Biz Markie,
Master MC Ace,
Coogee Rap,
Marley Marl,
the producer.
And she is with that crew. She was a runner with that crew. And so what happened is, at the age of 14. Being 14 years old, the queen, well, she's from Queens, native, dropped a reply to the infamous group UTFO. Shout out to Mixmaster Ice, all the way in the bus. You know, he's our neighbor, and he lives down the street of UTFO.
Don't ask.
What?
Why is he here?
Because Columbus is a great place to live, bro.
You are...
He don't have to live in an apartment. He gets on his own house. He has grass.
He has a mansion?
He has grass. I don't know what he has, but he has grass.
He got a Benz or a,
I'm not sure, but we might have to get him on the show. We got to ask. Matter of fact, let's see if we get him on the show.
Good luck with that.
Well, the thing is, he's always busy. He's always DJing, though. Right. So that's the thing about. And I think he's also a contractor for another station, too, so.
Yeah.
That may be the problem.
Yeah, knocking. No, he can't do that.
But Roxanne Shanté, she did a rebuttal to UTFO song called Roxanne.
Is her name really Roxanne?
Yeah.
It really is Roxanne.
Or
did they just say that her name is really Shanté? That's a good question.
Well, that's a good question.
Did they just do that for the battle in sense, or is your name really Roxanne Shanté?
That's a good question. Hopefully the movie will talk about it and we'll find out more about that.
Hey,
but
man,
it's a biopic movie coming out.
Follow her on Facebook, man. She's always going live, man, and she's always got something to say. She's actually a DJ on a radio station, two radio stations now. And still touring and stuff, so big shots out to
but at the age of 14, man, when she dropped her first EP, bro, 14, and that was a classic song back in the day. Matter of fact, bro, you the DJ, can we hear that old classic? Do you got that in your crates? Oh, I guess not. What are you doing, bro? What, bro? But like I said, so March 23rd, it's supposed to drop. It's a movie. I was hoping they'd do like a whole like TV series of it, but I guess not. What are you playing?
Since you hit Roxanne.
Oh, I did not say the police. Is it Sting? I didn't say Sting. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
not that one?
No. Roxanne! No. I didn't say nothing about Sting.
This Roxanne?
Ah, boy. No! Not that one either.
I like this Roxanne. She was fine.
Nope, not that one. The Roxanne we're looking for is Roxanne. Two Roxannes, not one.
Oh, the caramel brown honey Roxanne.
That the one you're talking about?
That's the one. Yeah. Hey, this be Side Hustle Radio, and we'll be right back right after this.
Well, my name is Roxanne. Don't you know I just a co-rock a party and I do the show. I said I met these three guys and you know it's true. So let me tell you and explain them all to you. I met this dude with the name of a hat. I didn't even walk away, I didn't give him no rap. But then he got real mad and he got a little tired. If he worked for me, you know he would be fired. He was a Kango and that is true. But he ain't got no money and he ain't got no loot. And every time that I see him, he's always a-begging. And all the other girls that he's always trying to lick. And every time that I see him, he says a rhyme. But compared to me, they're weak compared to mine. And every time that I know that I am saying something fresher, in any category, I'm considered the best. And every time that I say it, there ain't nothing left. And everybody knows I will win the contest. Then after that came the educated rapper. His fingers start to snapper and my hands start to clapper. Every time that I see it, everything he say, he rock it to the beater and he come up this way. He said, oh, yeah, you know your mother's, her name is Mary. And from what I heard, your father is a fairy. But every time I see him, I'm saying something new. But let me explain to him what he should do. He should be like me, a fly MC. Don't never have to bite, we'll always write.
I gotta play the one I like.
I'm not understanding.
This is definitely happening.
I got a lot more. I could play Shantae all day.
Okay.
You want me to continue?
I just want to hear the one song, Roxanne, Roxanne. That's all I wanted to hear.
Just one verse. Just one verse, please.
Some people call me Shawn. Some people call me Rock. And those who try to diss, I just knocks them out the bottle. Cause I'm Shantae, y'all know the routine. And here we go again. So all hail the queen. I left it for a while, but it was worth the wait. Because it gave me just enough time to create a funky rhythm that's guaranteed to move the world. Have the party people screaming out.
Go on, girl. Now, you know you old. She's talking about Nell Carter and Give Me a Break. How long ago was that?
Oh, that was pretty... that was some time ago.
Like 80-something? 84? 83? Dang. How old were you in 83, 84, bro?
Oh, shoot.
I crumble up paper.
I'm
a little tipsy, y'all. Can you tell? As I drink the drink of the night or the drink of the day.
What's the drink of the day?
Not your mom's strawberry rhubarb.
Not your mom's strawberry rhubarb. That what five, you said what, 6% alcohol in it?
But see, I had a couple of these. Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Roxanne Shantae, man.
Yeah, I'm shout a fan. Out to, I'm a fan too. I can't wait to see the biopic this coming March 23rd. So Monique, I won't be
Monique in the movie.
No, she's not in the movie. I'm glad she's not in the movie. But yeah, so I won't be boycotting that movie. I will be watching it.
Sorry, Monique.
I apologize for nothing.
Got that right.
Yeah. So, Uncle Snoop is back in the building. Uncle Snoop was back in the lab doing music. Oh. And like I said, the EP before this one, he brought out what's called Crippin' I don't know. No disrespect to any Crips out there, so don't start on me.
I know that's right.
Yeah. No disrespect. But tell Snoop he disrespected y'all by doing an album. But anyway, doing that EP. But I wasn't really feeling that EP.
Hold on. I know what it is. It's called Making America Crip Again.
Yeah, Making America, yeah, Crip Again. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, let's do that. Let's make it blue. Let's make America blue. That's what's up. But I wasn't really feeling it, man. I was really defeated after hearing that, you know.
What about the album before that one?
The album before
Never
that
left.
One. Oh, yeah.
That one was dope.
That one was dope. But like I said, this, as a matter of fact, thanks for reminding me, bro. I didn't go back and download that one and buy that one. But this EP, 220 or 220, I don't know how he's pronouncing it. But this EP, I listened to it. Oh, I bought it instantly, bro. I brought that, downloaded that. That's in my, that's on my playlist all the time now. So
Too twizzy.
But this album is fire. It's fire. So, hey, could you pull up the album? Is that possible?
Yeah, I got it. You got artists like Drizzy, Goldie Loke, October London, Lunch Money Lewis. Okay. Cocaine. Mm. And many more.
Many more. Matter of fact, let's hit that number two. This the second song called Everything Is What's Up. This is Snoop. His new one, 220. Let us know what you think about this.
got everything you want. You got everything you need. Yes, I remember the times when you caught me in lies. You knew all the women were mine, so you stuck by my side. So everything you want in me, I'll cover you. You all love me, 'cause everything you want in me, I'll be.
Your niece, me and Jacquees, we can make love in between them sheets. All you can eat on me, it's a feast. Have fun with me while I run these streets. So sweet, so rough, so tough, so bad. Get what you want, throw it in the bag. Stay down with me even when I did wrong. That's probably why I'm singing this song. The boss need a boss lady, that's you. Put your face on my right arm tattoo. Met you, got you, get you. You're my angel, God bless you. Who woman love with? Just you. Float on a boat, just us two. Smoking and stroking, just us two. This is splendid, flex it and bend it. Lay it out for you. Now let me play it out for you. You get what she want 'cause she don't compare. You get what you want 'cause you have been there for me. Carefully prepared to lay down your life for me. My life would be nothing without you. And I ain't doing nothing without you.
You got everything you want. You got everything you need. Yes, I remember the times when you caught me in lies. You knew all the women were mine, so you stuck by my side. So
everything you everything want in me, I'll come if you are all of me. 'Cause everything you want in me, want I'll me. Be, I'll be.
I was in the city by mine, and I knew he was a dog, had to put him on pause, but it happened at the right time. And I know you got drip fast whips in the mansions, but you really need a girl who understands you. Like when you cash out, no, I can too. Yeah, I run through the money, I ain't ran through. And I keep it a honey, good head down bitch, let him get in my stomach. First lady still married the money, it was like a blind date 'cause I ain't see it coming. Then I was on D, he was still playing. We was both young till I turned into a man. Bitches do it for the gram, but this really who I am. If you get up in the jam, I'ma come through with the bands. Yeah. My type, no stereo. I love you like that woman that carried you back and forth, no marry. Go die for you like burials. I ain't speaking it up, just giving you a scenario. Yeah, I'm going to war if it's about you. It ain't for me, then it's not true. I wanna be the last one, you gotta lie to. I got everything I need if I got you.
You got everything you want. You got everything you need.
Talk that!
Yes, I remember the times when you caught me in lies. You know all them women were mine, so you stuck by my side. So everything
you everything want I'll come you.
Alright, 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 that's Snoop. Title that track is Everything Off His 220 album. Or EP, let's just say it like that.
It only has like 8 songs on it.
Yeah, that's why it's an EP. So, I guess.
Hey, did you ever see his Netflix show? Snoop.
Coach Snoop. Oh, I love that, bro. I love that.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it shows a different side of him. Like you said, you know. Well, I'm a football player, so, you know, I love anything football. So, but that's why I like Snoop, man, because watching that show showed a different side of him. Because he did a lot for the kids' family coming up. You know, he did a lot for the kids. to put them in, to give them an environment to experience different things, you know, because this football team travels. I'm like, man, how much better would I have been if I'd been on a traveling football team when I was young? You know what I'm saying?
And one of the players had a role on the TV show Shy. He was in the beginning of the movie. He was the brother with the big hair. You ever see the Shy yet?
Yeah.
He was one of the players on that show.
He was?
Yeah.
I'll go back and look at that.
That's what I was just told, you know.
Because he was the kid that got shot. Oops,
right,
fault.
In the beginning.
My fault.
Well, I mean, it's just the whole purpose of the movie.
Yeah, the whole purpose of the movie.
Show. I'm just now up to episode 5.
Oh, so you said, you're not there yet. So I done past that.
We already done with that yet, or is he still... Is that a Netflix or Hulu? Which one was that?
Showtime.
That's Showtime.
Showtime.
So they all way up? They're beyond that now?
I think we're at five or seven.
Getting ready to go to seven.
Six. I think we're about to go to six.
Okay. Yeah. Good show.
It is a good show. I watch it every week. Yeah.
Yeah. And Black Lightning. Good show.
I watched it last week here. I'm in the studios after taping.
I did not get to watch this week, but
I'm gonna watch that tonight. So, hey, but you know, shout out to if you never saw the, it's called Coach Snoop on Netflix. Sorry, Monique, I can't protest. Can I watch this Coach Snoop? But it's called Coach Snoop, and Snoop done. He does a lot. He has helped children. You know, like I guess one of the child was having. My family was having a problem coming up with rent. He was like, tell your mom, don't worry about this. I got her. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it. I'm like, man. But that's the way that you should be. You should be a blessing and not a curse. And Snoop is really being a blessing to this young man growing up. His own son was in that same football league. So shout out to Snoop for doing what he
son- did. I remember him and his son had a show, and his son had quit football. Did he finally come back, or did he?
I don't know.
Totally quit.
That's where I'm at. I'm trying. Did he just totally quit? I think he just got burnt out, you know, because, you know, Snoop was very big on his son making it.
Yeah,
because
he was all the way. He got to college and then he quit, right?
Yeah.
But I never found out if he went back or what happened with that. But
come to OSU, bro. We got you.
And his daughter is a singer.
Yeah, because she did the on his Jamaican album. She was on that album with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she I think she did like 2 or 3 tracks with him on that album.
So where did the gospel album go? Did it come?
Yeah, no, the gospel album's coming. It's coming later on, but he wanted to drop this EP out. I guess Snoop got so much music he got in his heart right now that, you know, he's letting it bleed over.
Man got a lot on his plate.
So, but this EP, come on, but that EP was hot though, bro.
I give him that. That was dope.
That song was dope. And it's even more fire after that one.
Oh, really?
Oh, even the next track, the title track, 220, is fire.
Oh.
Really, bro? Yeah, I told you, bro. I heard the first track. I downloaded it. I had to buy the album. I'm like, where my credit card at?
You didn't even get through the whole album. You just went on and got it.
I went and got it. I listened to the first 2 tracks, and I went and bought the album.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have it.
Okay, well, let me see.
You can pick any song. It's a winner. Oh, yeah.
220, get dressed up, jump to the boat.
What?
220 on the boat, here's a toast to my folks. It's a holiday trip, I'ma fuck with my locs. Get dressed so fresh, big S on my chest. Now I'm finna work, yellow still a shirt. 501s with the Stacey Adams tips. Picture a room full of Long Beach 20 Crips. Doing this, who in this, you in this, we in this bitch. Wish the dead homeboys was seeing this shit. Neither, none the best, 20 minutes or less. It's a seawalk contest, who do it the best. Right to set with your feet, skip along to the beat. Represent your shit and bang out your street. For real now, king of the hill though. Run up on a nigga, you get popped like a pill, yo. See, I'm a dub, motherfucker, and all y'all know. So if you're with it, let's get it. 4-3-2-0, come on. Long Beach.
Better leave them dubs alone. Popped up on the block, glad to see C-Down home. 15's rumbling, carving up the concrete. I go back like G-Man and S-A-double-G. Doggy dog took the nigga up a long time ago. Instead, we gotta do this for the big 2-0. Yeah, nah, let's slap some dominoes and crack some bitches, cuz catch me yelling out, trick, I am the dub. It's the hood day, nigga, what a good day. Where the homie whack ass, hit him and tell him it's parlay. Never out of tune with the homies, I keep the line open. Meditating, contemplating the way we ride on. Big Beefy always told me keep my grippin' tight. This one's going out to Ghost, cuz 23 for life. Never ever will I switch up. My colors black and gold, all the homies throw your dubs up. Started, but I'ma walk up in this motherfucker cold-hearted. I know you niggas don't see me as much as you like, cause I'm out getting money when I'm rocking the mic. I'm a long way from locust ass. My locust has been there with me through the good and bad. Now look, let me reminisce and twist the fucking blunt to spark. I got put on 84 at King Park, shooting hoops with Charlie Moe and Rock Bottom, with the Bumblebees, real East Side G's. Then go to Carrack and ball out for Eddie Black Ass, and wait for all the bitches at Poly to get out of class. I'm popping at them from a distance, but I'm persistent. This some 20 Crip shit. See, I'm a dub, motherfucker, and all y'all know. So if you're with it, let's get it. 4-3-2-0, come on. Long Beach. Tell you my nigga, yeah, Kai. I'm just sitting out here, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? Drinking on this Miller Genuine Draft, feeling real good, you know what I'm saying? It's hood day to day, Kai. Yeah, what y'all gonna do, Kai? Shit, my nigga. Shit, the homies getting together, Kai. We gon' fuck with the homies 2 times then. Alright, I'll be dressed in about 20 minutes then, Kai. Let me know the location. Ride, ride, rollin', rollin'. In a minute, cuz. Yeah.
We rollin'. We rollin'. We rollin'. We rollin'.
We rolling.
Man,
I'm rocking with it.
I'm rocking with, man, like I said, Snoop. Like I said, you know, I've been hard on Snoop. I ain't gonna lie. I've been hard.
Yeah. Well.
But that track, what Snoop is doing right now, I am feeling. And that's before the church album.
Man got a lot going on. I will say that. I do say that. You know, acting, dropping albums like right and left. And don't forget about the Dr. Dre album that, you know, we're waiting on.
Yeah.
That we played. Was it last week?
Yeah, I don't know what the heck we played last week. You know, I'm not going to try to blame that one on Dre.
You going to blame it on Dre?
No, I can't.
Who you blaming on Snoop?
No, you can't blame that one. That was horrible.
That must have leaked out. Like,
yeah, that had
we
to leak
want
out.
That out.
That had to leak out. Hey, but I have been watching on, I think with BET, they've been playing the the story of Death Row? Have you been watching any of that?
No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, man, Death Row. Man, Suge was into some stuff, but yeah, you gotta check out that story.
Some new music out there. Ricky Martin has Ricky Martin has a new album out. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Ricky Martin?
Oh, I'm not for Ricky, so, you know. But if we was doing a Latino show, we you know we'll play it. But, you know, if we're only doing hip-hop, we gotta play hip-hop.
Oh. Okay.
If you're doing hip-hop right now?
Gross!
You rock with Ricky Martin?
Of course.
Or Ricky Martin.
Yeah, he's in my playlist.
He's in your playlist?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ricky is Latino.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot.
I listen to a lot of Dominican music and a lot of Cuban music. So, you know, especially I listen to a lot of Cuban music. So it has that feel, you know.
You see, I'm talking to the Latin player over here. I forgot, you know. What am I thinking about?
Oh, God, you got jokes. You got jokes. Here we go. So, like I said, there was a lot of albums dropped this week. How much time we got left?
We're 42 minutes in already.
Already? Oh, man. So, which route do you want to go next? Do you want to, well, let me go back. That Black Panther album is... I'm gonna leave it alone.
You said, oh.
I went through the whole thing, man. After the show, when you played the little clip, I said, well, maybe it's gonna get better.
Maybe
DJ DePoy just chose the worst songs on there for the fun of it, because he does that sometimes. Okay. I'm like, he chose the two best songs to play on the whole album.
Who, me?
Oh, my goodness. I wasn't really feeling the album.
Yeah, Kendrick couldn't save it.
I don't know what Kendrick was doing. It's like Kendrick, we give you a blank check. Do what you want to do. What? Almost like the lady who painted Michelle Obama's photo. We give you a blank check. And the dude who painted President Obama's photo, we give you a blank check. Do what you want to do. We give you a blank canvas. Okay, I'm gonna add some flowers. I'm gonna add some poison ivy behind. Black? Yeah, both of them was black. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why she saw.
Yeah, but Staley dropped a new album.
Who?
Staley.
Who's Staley?
You don't know who Staley is?
No, I'm not up.
I'm sorry, Staley. My fault. Staley.
Another one?
Yeah. I can swear I saw that one. I got hit that said he just dropped an album.
What's the name of this album? These can't be albums. These got to be EPs because he's dropping these like crazy, like every other month. Staley is like, come on, man. You're killing the game, ain't you?
Who's Staley or Snoop? They both dropping. Because Snoop last EP was October 27th.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, Make America Crip Again, that was October 27th. Well, he dropped that one.
And we support Ohio, so got to play. Every show we always play, every time he drops something, we always play something off Staley's joints. You know?
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm trying to find the email that I received for that one.
Tell him the truth.
Yeah, tell him the truth. Yeah, yeah, that's one.
Devil, Volume 2. And this looks like an EP because it has 8 songs on it, too.
Okay, we're going to try one of them songs?
We got Walking Dead, Bag, Stuck, Shine Too Hard, Hustle to Get It, Holy something, I can't see what it says. Good Night.
And okay, let's go with the first track. You can't go wrong with the first track, right?
Okay.
Let's do the first track. This is Staley. Or Staley, depending what part of Ohio you're from. Be right back.
Staley? There we go. So this was part two of part one, which was Tell the Truth, Shame the Devil, which was volume one, which came out in 2017.
So, oh, wow.
Still got so much music.
You got to tell the truth. You got to shame the devil.
In the same year, Another Level, which we've played a few songs. New Wave, that also came out in 2017. And then he had an album 2016, which was also...
Dang.
Man, 2015, yeah. Ohio is the one that I liked, which was a dope album, which had a lot of Ohio producers on it.
For real?
Were
you one of the producers?
No, I wasn't one of the producers.
Man, you whacked.
You don't came to Southfield but skipped me.
Wow, you came to the field and skipped you? Oh, that's right, because you're not in the field no more.
You live in the suburbs. Rashad did some production on it.
You live in the suburbs now.
Oh, really? This is the suburbs? They shooting outside?
Man,
you're shooting in the suburbs now?
Hey, you live in the NRA neighborhood.
I was just talking about Rashad, man. You know, wondering, man, we should try to get Rashad on the show. He's from Southfield. He's from Columbus. And he doing his thing out there. And we're just wondering where he is right now. You know what I mean? Came out of Ohio. You know what I'm saying? South End. They got to get some Southfield love.
Y'all didn't have love in the field, so it's not like you from the Nail. I know anybody from the Nail I could get. That's us North Siders. That's how we roll. We always gonna be family.
Do it for the Nail.
Do it for the Nail. Yeah, they do it for the Nail. We always family. But I don't know about y'all Southfield people out there. Y'all South Siders. We don't know nothing about y'all.
Okay. So.
So are we gonna try another track from this EP?
Oh, you wanna do another track?
Yeah, let's try another track. I felt that one.
How about Hustle to Get It?
Hey, that's what we do. That's our life story right there. Hustle to get it. That's what we do.
I had to hustle to get it. get it. I had to go out and get it. I was at home with the junkies. I was in school with the flunkies. I used to play with them killers. They went from hooping the triggers. I done sold dope to the dealers.
I'm the plug, I'm the plug.
Big Papi Stanley Ortiz. Eight ball in my jeans. I balled for my team. Gave all of them rings. It was all just a dream. We was ready to die. Send praise to the sky. Thank God we alive. Made it to C-25. Some converted to Muslim. Some converted to pusher. They destroy their own people. They so weak to their brother. So crack to their mother.
I ate that struggle.
I'm the plug, I'm the plug. I had to hustle to get it. I had to go out and get it. I was at home with the junkies. I was in school with the flunkies. I used to play with them killers. They went from hooping the triggers. I done sold dope to the dealers.
I'm the plug, I'm the plug.
We got targets on our back, 12 trying to knock us off. Hands up, don't shoot. Another tie, another suit. Peel off in the coupe. Got the sauce, got the juice. They don't even see the truth.
They all off in the sauce though.
Baby mom on the blogs. Baby dad behind the wall. Baby boy in them streets. Gotta hustle just to eat. Little sis selling pussy on Instagram for the likes. America never been great.
Donald Trump the Antichrist.
I had to hustle to get it. I had to go out and get it. I was at home with the junkies. I was in school with the flunkies. I used to play with them killers. They went from hooping the triggers. I done sold dope to the dealers.
I'm the plug, I'm the plug.
Best friend in front of the judge. 20 years for conspiracy. Tamir's killer got acquitted.
I don't think y'all hear me, man.
The project's just a project. Black body just an object. Sometimes the choice really ain't a choice. So we back to scraping out the Pyrex. I had to hustle to get it. I had to go out and get it. I was at home with the junkies. I was in school with the flunkies. I used to play with them killers. They went from hooping the triggers. I done sold dope to the dealers.
I'm the plug, I'm the plug.
I had to hustle to get it. I had to go out and get it. I was at home with the junkies. I was in school with the flunkies. I used to play with them killers. They went from hooping the triggers. I done sold dope to the dealers.
I'm the plug, I'm the plug.
He wants to keep playing though.
Ah.
Stale. Stale.
Donald Trump the Antichrist.
Down with the beard game. Shout out.
Okay. It's all about the clean face game.
I may be a little rough right now, but like I the beard king told me, don't touch it. Let it grow.
Let it grow.
Don't shave it.
Sure,
it'll come in. So by summer, I have it down to my down to my belly.
Okay, and I will still have a clean face.
Beard game already. So what you think?
I'm about to get that EP.
Absolutely.
I'll mess up that EP. That's too good. Too good. Too. Good albums, two good EPs that y'all need to pick up out there. That's Staley, Stanley, again, depending what part of Ohio you from, north or south.
Stanley.
Pick up that Snoop at 220.
Right. Well, it's about that time.
It's about that time?
I'm going to go get that Stanley, too.
Oh, man. We ain't going to play my 6ix9ine, dude, man. Crap. I tried, bro.
I don't know nothing about that dude. Oh, that must be a total bummer. We didn't get to finish.
Bummer. Yes.
Were you really looking forward to that?
Total bummer. Oh, we good. We good, bro.
Hip hop for me is just, I don't know.
But he's doing, he's bringing back that gangster hip-hop, though, man. I'm always that gangster hip-hop. Growing up, I was into gangster hip-hop.
Reminds me of, Waka Flocka, like I said.
A mixture. I even told you that. You know, it's like a mixture of Waka and a mixture of gangster. That's a mix.
That's a quick preview.
That is not him. Really broke.
Yes, it is him.
That is not him.
That's not him?
That's not him, bro.
It said day 69.
Oh, God. Oh, dude. That's a song, not the album. The album is called Day 69.
Oh.
That's my word. Get up in their face.
Yes. Yes.
Drag, nigga.
Talk that.
These niggas just running at they fucking
talk
mouth,
that.
Man.
Is he Follow black?
Protocol, blood. Get in they fucking chat.
He's a Rican. Yes.
Who the fucking law, nigga?
Yes.
These niggas bleed different. We don't bleed, nigga. We make niggas bleed, blood.
What?
Treeway. These niggas said it hurting me. I ain't hurting you. Get the fuck up on my fucking face before I murder you. Bitch, niggas only jack the block, but I know they fool. Whole squad full of fucking killers. I'm a killer too. Niggas on my dick and on my yak. These niggas looking for me, you can hit my jack.
What?
I drop my address and know it's 6-9
that.
Okay,
bro. Okay, okay. What's up?
A little vulgar for me there.
A little vulgar for you. But
I
come
must
on.
Be getting old.
You getting old, bro. You getting old. Our gangster rapper said a lot worse than that.
Give him a flaming flumble, flumble, slumber, fumble.
Gang, 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 gang.
Don't play that around grandma too much.
I don't know. Who's grandma?
Well, you're right. Grandmas are pretty young.
Grandmas are pretty young. Come on, what?
Turn that 6-9 on, boy.
Turn that 6-9. Grandma, let me turn you on for 6-9.
Ooh.
Because some of these grandmas they built, six, I'm six, like, six. I know a few grandmas. I'm like, I'm going to hit that grandma right there, bro. I'm saying. But you gotta look, some grandmas are in their 40s, and I had to say this, and I was just thinking about this earlier today, that all my rappers that I listen to are all in their 40s. Isn't that crazy, bro?
Yeah.
That's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
But everybody keeps saying, you know, hip-hop is a young person game. No, it's not. It's just a game that's still being, it's still growing.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, no one ever say, oh, you too old to sing country. No one ever said that. You know, no one ever said you too old to sing R&B, but they don't say you too old to sing hip hop. I mean, to do hip hop. Nah,
you're not too young to fire a gun.
You know, you're not.
That's for sure.
No, you're not.
Rest in peace. Shout out to them that was involved in that shooting at
in Florida. Yeah, yeah.
And actually here too with the cops that had went out and lost their life over a gun and. Sad, man. Gun control.
Yep, gun control. But people fuss about our First Amendment right to protect ourselves. So you
too
know.
Worried about a wall right now. So
too worried. Yeah.
Won't live to see a wall. Nah, who's well. Is that? The Mexicans is doing that? Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Oh well.
I told a coworker this. The coworker was saying, you know, the FBI knew all about it. And they should have done something. I said, they know something about you, too. They haven't done nothing about you yet.
Oh. And with that, it's time to go.
Hey, follow me on social media. Hef Tulo, Instagram.
Follow me on everything. DJ DePoise on
everything. Until next week.
Peace.
New music and the latest in hip-hop news. This is Side Hustle Radio.